3, 2, 1. I'm Mark Allen, and I'm visiting with Shannon Hensler, and today we're talking about the Cook to Cure, which is coming up this weekend. Shannon, tell us a little bit about all the activities and different things that y'all have going on for this weekend with the Cook to Cure.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yeah, this weekend, Saturday, September the 10th, is be the 7th annual Cook to Cure barbecue cook-off to raise money for the American Diabetes Association. We've been doing this, like I said, now this is the 7th year, and raised probably a little over $50,000, which I'm very humbled and very proud to say that we've done that, and hope we have another good year. Teams should start arriving into the city park there in Slayton sometime around lunch on Friday and on into the night, and set up their camp and set up their cooking rigs, and then start cooking, and probably most of them will cook throughout the night in preparation for turn-in times of the different categories, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 12:30, and those categories are Cook's Choice, which is a category that just opens it up and lets cooks just kind of experiment and have a good time, and they have had anything and everything turned in, from different kinds of vegetable dishes to meat dishes to dessert dishes. That turns in at 10. At 11 o'clock, we have a turn in for ribs, spare ribs. And then at 12 o'clock is, of course, brisket. And at 12:30 is an outlaw beans category. And so the cooks will turn in all their entries those time periods. And then at 12:30, they will put their food out. We're going to have a tent right there in the park, and we'll have all the food in one tent. And so all a person needs to do is come up, buy an armband. They walk into that tent, and they'll have a plate, and they can walk around and sample all the different food that the cooks have prepared. And, of course, they can always walk around the park and talk to the cooks at their campsite. So looking for a good time.
A real good time. And, of course, the food's always good. And seeing all the action take place and visiting, walking around and visiting the different pits and stuff and different groups of people that will be there, it just is always a lot of fun. So, again, and so there's going to be judging going on. You've got your judges picked, and then you'll pick the top winners. How does that work?
Yes, excuse me. We will have judges for each category, and of course the entries are brought in, and they're judged based on Lone Star Barbecue rules, sanctioned rules. We are not a sanctioned event, but we base that judging criteria on that set of rules. And of course, again, the judges will judge it, and we will announce three winners in each category, and then an overall grand and a reserve grand. And those teams will receive cash prizes. But all of the proceeds go to the American Diabetes Association, and hopefully one day we can find a cure. So,
Is there going to be music out there? I know in past y'all have had music.
We've got a band that honestly, I'm not going to say yes or no. We've got one but with the threatening of, potentially of rain, we're already kind of having to work around it. We may have recorded music. I'm not sure that we're going to have a live band this year due to weather.
Due to weather. And what's the easiest way for people to find y'all, to get to the park?
So, of course, the city park there being, three blocks west of downtown on Garza Street, is the... honestly, Mark, lived here my whole life. Don't even know the address.
Well, let me tell you, the easiest way, what I tell people is take the Division Street exit if you're coming to Lubbock, okay? Head down to the Division Street, and when you get around about 15th, 16th Street, just turn to the left, and you're going to run into the park, you know, eventually here, and just find it real easy. And
That's right.
The Lubbock County Park that's in Slayton. And it's not very difficult to find. And if you get lost, just pull over and ask somebody. They'll point you in the right direction.
That's right. Yeah, and I would, yes, technically you come down on Saturday, and we're going to start serving the public at 12:30 on Saturday. This year is going to be more of a lunchtime serving. Awards will be around 3 o'clock. We're going to serve the public starting at 12:30 or until we run out of food. So you definitely want to show up early. But I would also want you to come down and maybe come down Friday night and walk around and visit with the teams. There's always going to be somebody cooking something, and you're sure welcome to come around and visit the teams and the cook-off and visit our town and just be a part of Slayton, and guarantee someone will welcome you up to their camp and probably have something to eat.
Well, and that'll be good. Shannon, we appreciate what you're doing. It's great for the community of Slayton. Like you said, it's the 7th annual Cook to Cure, and it's this coming weekend in Slayton at the park. Thank you, Shannon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.